This is HPR episode 2199 entitled, Replacing the Throttle Position Sensor on My Truck. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 19 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Soundseeing episode, listen as I replace the throttle position sensor on my truck.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Buddy, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana. Man, it has been a long time since I've recorded one of these things. And it's good to be back. I've been awfully busy with work, and that's why I haven't recorded one in a while. I've got ideas for a couple to do during the holiday season here. The semester at school is over. And hi, guys. These two cats. I'm out in my carport right now. And there are these two feral cats that we take care of. We just about 2 weeks ago trapped them both and took them to the spay-neuter clinic and got them fixed. Got them neutered and got their shots. And so I feel a lot better about feeding them every day now that I know that they're not going to be out there breeding other little kitties. I wish we could catch their mama. That's the one who, she is way too smart and wily. She never gets caught in a trap. Anyhow, so today what I'm doing is another of the sound seeing things. I'm sitting in my truck right now, and what I want to do is take a picture of the check engine light here and turn it on. The check engine light came on in my truck about a week ago, maybe. I first noticed it 3 or 4 days ago. Anyway, here, let me get my camera app. Can we see it? There it is. Yeah, okay. So the check engine light is on right now. And I know what's wrong with it because I have a little onboard diagnostic tool. They've got these crazy things now. I remember the last time the light came on, I drove the truck over to AutoZone, where they hooked up a tool to the truck and then took it inside and uploaded it to their computer to tell them what part I would need to buy. And they said it was the throttle position sensor. Well, a buddy of mine at that time, I think I talked about this on a previous HPR episode when I first got my truck, but a buddy of mine who is really good at cars said, before you go and buy a new throttle position sensor, you should try just cleaning the current one using some spray-on electrical contact cleaner. And so I did that and put it back together, turned the truck back on, and voila, it was fixed. Now we're 15, 18 months later, and the same issue has come up. And this time, cleaning it did not do the trick. I know that it's the throttle position sensor because now I have my own onboard diagnostic tool. I've got this very small little device, about the size of a pack of gum. You plug it into the place where you put the onboard diagnostics. And this one is a Wi-Fi device. Some of them are both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. This one is only Wi-Fi. So right now I've just connected my phone to the Wi-Fi signal that's given out by this device. And I'm going to have some screenshots in the show notes, but I'll probably put them on a Flickr slideshow. But I've connected my phone to the wireless network that is generated by this little VPeak OBD2 compatible diagnostic tool thingy. And now I'm going to open up an app on the phone called Torque. Torque is an engine diagnostic app that kind of gets into one of these onboard diagnostic tools and will check all kinds of stuff. I don't really know how to use everything that it will do, but like right now it's showing me the revolutions per minute that my truck is doing in idle, and I'm going to tap where it says fault codes, and then I can say tap here to scan for fault codes. And so it's scanning my engine, and it has a little percentage indicator up across the top, and it says fault log manager scanning 40% done, and it currently says powertrain, and once it's done it'll give me a detailed listing. 77% now. Be done in just a sec. Okay, yep, it says P1120 powertrain throttle position sensor out of range. And I don't remember whether I had to tell it what kind of vehicle I had so that it would know what to tell me about this fault code, or whether it checked my vehicle identification number and figured out what kind of vehicle I had from that. But anyway, I'm going to long press on that. And no, it says close. Yeah, it just says close. It seems like there's a way for me to clear the fault codes as well. Wait, if I click back on fault codes and clear faults. Okay, sending the clear command. I'm not sure, is that doing it on my car or? Oh yeah, yeah. So, and now the check engine light is off on my truck. But what I wonder is whether, like when I turn this off and then back on, let's see, I'm gonna turn it back on. Huh, you know what? And now the check engine light is off. But the funny thing is I bought a new throttle position sensor. And so, you know, I think I might go ahead and install it anyway, since that was what I intended to do here. It's probably about time. If that throttle position sensor problem has come up twice since I bought the truck, I think it's probably time to put the new one in. So I'm going to release the hood. Hi, kitty cats. They're hanging around here watching me. So their food bowl is right by where I park my truck, and they won't come here and eat it as long as I'm here. They won't let me touch them or anything like that. Okay. Hello. You guys could come eat, you know. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm feeding you. Okay, I'm going to take a position of the throttle, a picture of the throttle position sensor. Now, it might not come out very well because there's not a lot of light down here, but here is a picture of it on the vehicle. Oops, focus. Okay, and now I need to take it off of there. First I'm gonna unplug it from the little thing. Okay, I've unplugged the little connector, and that was what I did before to spray the contact cleaner in there. It's held on to the engine by two Phillips head screws. I have no idea how tight these are. Somehow I suspect that they're going to be pretty tight, so hopefully it's not going to be too hard for me to undo them. Pushing really hard, turning. Boy, that's tight. I'm able to strip this right out of there if I'm not careful. Man, that is really, really tight. Let's try the other one. That sure looks like all you should have to do is take those screws out, but my goodness, those are tight. I'm a little bit scared to try and do this. I wonder if I should try it with my drill on a low setting. I'm gonna go get my drill.
Oh,
working on. I'm still trying to get the old one off. Okay, I've got it on. Oh, I've got it on reverse. Hi, guys. There go the cats again. Hello. Run around the corner. Okay, so this thing is a lot stronger than I am. So what I'm going to do is stick it in there and push really hard against it and then hit the... Got it. Yes. Whew. Boy, that thing is really in there good. I wonder if it was stuck in there with some kind of, it looks like it was kind of stripped or something. I should take a picture of that to show. No wonder it was hard to get out. I hope it's going to stay good enough, Nick, when I put it back in. I wonder if it had some kind of thread lock on it. Okay, there's one bolt. Let's try and get the other one out. Okay, I got the part out. And now, I'm not sure how to tell a bad throttle position sensor from a good one, but I've got a new one here that I ordered on Amazon. Genuine Motorcraft part here for the Ford vehicle. This is a Ford Ranger pickup truck, 2004. Okay, I'll take a picture of the old one next to the new one. Okay. Old one on the right, new one on the left. Now let's put the new one on. I guess I just stick the thing on there, right? Every time I walk over here, those cats go, oh my gosh, here he comes again. Those goofballs. You guys are goofballs. Trick to getting you on there. I just pushed really hard. Go look at this one. Yep, that looks about right. Got the first bolt started there. Can't see where that one's going. Uh-oh, what was that? Just fell off the... Oh, yeah. The drill bit fell off the back of my drill. They've got this little slot on the back of the drill to hold a spare bit or something. And the one that was being held there just fell off. That's all right. I can't tell if that's going in the hole or not. Oh, I guess let's see. Looks like that's going in there. Man, y'all, I totally love the cordless drill. It's like one of the most useful tools you could ever have. Love, love, love this thing. It is so much stronger than I am. It was able to allow me to get this thing off of here a minute ago. Okay, looks like that is in. And I'll plug in the connector. Oops, get a finger out of there. Seems like I ought to hear a little click into place there. Let me go on. Did you click into place? Doesn't look like it. Well, let's see how that did. I'm going to start up the engine. And hopefully the check engine light will still be off here. Yeah, everything looks good. Well, I think that might be it then. Let's see. I'm not sure exactly what kinds of things the throttle position does for you. Throttle position sensor, I guess it helps regulate how idle speed and stuff like that, but anyway, hopefully the truck will run better now with this brand new part in there. And once again, I was able to get the troublesome check engine light to disappear without taking the truck into the shop. For this, I am very grateful, and it makes me feel like a real hacker. All right, turning the truck off for too long. Sometime during the break, I'll probably do another episode about the truck. Having to do with a recent series of upgrades I did to the lights. I've upgraded a bunch of the light bulbs in the front and tail lights from halogen to LED, and I'll do an episode that talks about that. All right, so thanks for listening, and this has been John Culp for Hacker Public Radio. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.